This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
Episode 128. Let's just start off with the... Hey, dude, 4-2 Grammy road trip. We said 4-2 or 5-1. It started off shaky by losing the Hawks and who was the Rockets. But then
we had that double overtime win to start it. That's what started with the double overtime win in Warriors.
Okay. And then we lost the Hawks. Brutal losses. Like, this is going to be brutal because then obviously we play Celtics without our two stars. We win that, beat the Knicks, and then obviously everyone beats the Hornets. So successful road trip, right? Now we're coming back.
Hey, yeah. I did say we were going to beat the Celtics without.
He did. I know. Dude, I wish
our big two.
Yep.
And we now coming back. We're going to beat the Knicks streak. So
now we're coming back. The huge night in LA. Kobe statue night. And we're playing Denver. I mean, fucking, it's going to be amazing. Hey, we're going to win that game, right?
There's no way we lose on Kobe statue night, right? It's not possible.
And if you had to guess, what would the statue be? Because I got some intel. What are your thoughts? What do you think it would be? You think a fadeaway jersey? I don't know. I saw something on Twitter.
I would have to go that? Like the pulling of the jersey.
I don't know. I got a source, man, that it's going to be the finger up walking off the when he scored the all 81. Right. That's what maybe the all source right. is. Who,
if you got a source, can we bet that?
I don't know. I was looking. You can't. But
so what is the schedule? I mean, it's not going to be unknown to the public until Friday or something.
Tomorrow night's Thursday, a private ceremony. But that's the thing. Like when people walk out of the stadium, is it going to be covered? That's what I don't get, but public could see at 10 a.m. on Friday. I don't know, but I know I would guess fadeaway or the jersey pool, but
the I think is like that's the iconic, like,
true, but I do like it because it also showed just like walking on. But
I mean,
it's gonna be epic night. We can't lose
into
that
the sunset. Mm-hmm. No, there's no way we lose that night. But here's
LeBron
the thing.
Might score 50. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Is he going to play? Or right now, all the intel is saying him and AD are questionable again.
D'Angelo? A tune-up? I never heard of that. You see that?
Well, sounds like he's fine. Sounds like he's fine because he's not on the injury report.
It's a fucking tune-up. I don't know that.
You got to get your oil changed, you know, get the tires rotated.
But he's been playing amazing lately. But, dude, if we win this game, I know we got Pelicans, Denver, and then you see February schedule, dude?
We could win all those games.
I don't think
Pistons,
we need to make
Spurs.
I know losing Vandy is going to help our brutal for our perimeter defense, but I think Reddish is back soon, right? Hopefully.
Here's my take, and this is why I don't think we need to make a trade. I'm more to hearing right now the rumors are that D'Lo sounds like we might not trade him now after all. Mm-hmm. The problem with the NBA trade rumors is that like people just make up trades in their mind for what they would love to see.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it'd be great to get Caruso back, but do we need Caruso right now at this point?
I don't know. I'm saying get a trade if it doesn't affect, if we know, like, if maybe Murray, that guy's good, but I don't want him just for a rental and we lose some great assets and it costs us next summer. Like, if he stays with us and built the next year with Murray and AD, I'll like that, but if it's just a rental, it's not worth it, right?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think we have the team to win it all. I don't think we have the team to win it all. So don't. I don't know. You think so?
I don't know if we have the team to win it all. But what I will say is, and this is the same thing. Actually, I said it a couple weeks ago, and Ramona Shelburne just agreed with me recently on TV.
What she said?
This team is built for the playoffs, dude. This team is built for the playoffs. We're not built for the regular season. If AD and if everybody stays healthy, and I know people are calling for Ham's head too early. Get off the Ham train, people.
They seem to be responding to him. So yeah, you're right. I'll end that shit. I still don't like some of the rotations, but you're right. They're playing hard for him. And that, you know, so
we need to go in with this team right now into the playoffs. And you look at the West, dude. I think a five team tied at the top four teams are tied right now in the top of the West.
Yeah. I mean, Clippers are dominating and
they're wide open.
It's wide open, but we could beat like LeBron said, we could beat anyone. We could also lose anyone, but we could definitely beat anyone.
If they're healthy.
Yeah, and they have that been healthy all year.
Now we're sitting out games. We got Achilles, we got ankles, we got knees. I mean,
dude, the All-Star break can't come soon enough. Right. We get like a week off, hopefully. Oh, but they're both gonna be playing in it. Oh, LeBron or
yeah, but they ain't gonna really try, you know.
That's true. Just take the over in that game, right?
Exactly. I mean, honestly, I think this team is built for the playoffs. I think we just need to get in to the playoffs. I would like to avoid the Clippers in the first round. And you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. This doesn't happen very often. I'm going to take a moment during this episode to apologize to the Clipper fans and say that I may have been wrong.
We got to say sorry to our boy Clipper Sacks. We were we clowned on the Clippers. We know what they're having. They have a fucking hell of a team, man. But Harden will find a way to screw it up. I know deep down he will.
Till the playoffs. I'm still not apologizing for that, but we may have been wrong. It seems to be clicking, but wait for the playoffs. They're inevitable to choke it in the playoffs.
But yeah, just to recap, that's going to be a special night for Mamba. Sad, but it's cool. And
I mean, there's no way the Lakers lose, right? There's no way they
lose that game.
LeBron probably scored 40, right? Vanessa's going to be courtside. I mean, there's no way they lose, right?
Perfect night to play Denver, dude. And we're probably not. Yeah, perfect night to play
Denver. Because we haven't had an answer for Denver, and it seems like in 2 years almost.
Dude, it should be a hell of a game. All right, let's go to the most recent sign. Hey, let's go to Dodgers because it just happened yesterday. Kershaw's coming back. We don't know the numbers yet, but it sounds like he's coming back for 1 year and then a player option. Oh, I mean, obviously, I'm happy about it. We got Kershaw back. We get him back in July. He could only
get him back mid season.
Yeah, yeah.
I think at this point, I've been critical about Kershaw for the past couple seasons. I did not like the 3 year, $99 million that we gave him 3 years ago. I've been critical of him. I love the guy. I'm not talking shit about him, but I was critical of it. I think right now, actually, this might be a good move. I want to see the numbers. I hope we didn't overpay for him. That's my biggest thing. I hope we didn't overpay for him. But actually, looking at it right now, I think he's going to help us tremendously because Otani's not going to be throwing. You know, we got a couple of the guys that are coming back from injury, specifically May, specifically Bueller.
Exactly. So we have a good enough rotation where we're not going to ask him to do much. He can even come out of the pen in the playoffs, you know, like
exactly.
And he's a great clubhouse guy too. So everyone loves him. He could teach a bunch of things. So it's a win-win. We can't rely on him don't put him on game one on the mound. Okay.
I just hope we didn't overpay for him. That's what we have some Dodgers. Money, who cares? So, we have some exactly. We could give him half a season for $500 million and like it don't matter. Like, so
I'm glad he's coming back. I thought you were right with the Texas thing, but why move now? I mean, he could get another ring with this team.
And that's the thing. If he's smart, he would just take, you know, minimum dollars here.
Sure.
Because he knows his best chance to win a legit ring.
I'm sure he's not taking too much. So, but yeah, it's good to have Kershaw back.
Welcome back, Kersh.
We'll be talking more Dodgers. That's all we need to talk about. Hopefully, spring training, everyone stays healthy, right?
I mean, I'm excited.
Maybe we'll go out there. Third base.
So I have some questions about that, but Lux, Mookie, Freddie, I'm loving that part of it. We're strong up the middle. I think we're strong up the middle. Altman's going to have, I think, let's hope he doesn't have a sophomore slump. Let's hope that he has figured out a couple things and striking out a little bit less. Mm-hmm. But dude, I mean, I'm liking everything I see right now.
Like Romelu said, there's no excuses, right?
I haven't said that for 3 years, but.
All right. And then, Let's get to the fucking Kings. Last time we talked, the coach was still, so they fired him. And I was listening to Spit and Chicklets, a Barstool thing, and they were saying, dude, this guy was up for coach of the year when we
started the season.
And he's also going to get hired right away next year, right? He's a hell of a coach, right?
I 100% agree.
So are you kind of shocked and mad about it? Or are you like, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think they needed to do it or?
I feel bad because I'll start this. I did like him, but you know what? I think they pulled the trigger at the right time.
Right before
the All-Star break. I mean, we still had a chance. We started off so hot. And again, we've talked about it so many times. How many more years do Doughty and Kopitar have? That clock is ticking. So if you're going to do it,
it's going to come down to the players now. It's going to come down to the players. Like, okay, you know what? They said the coach was the reason that they start playing bad. But if they continue to play bad, dude, and they don't score a goal, like we're not scoring goals and we can't win at home. Like that has to change second half or we're fucked, right?
I mean, tell me the importance of a hockey coach in the NHL. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know enough to, you tell me, I mean,
it's
the
not
line
like an NFL the, head coach. It's not like an MLB manager. I think NHL, the head coach has a little bit less pressure on them to perform instead of the NFL and the MLB, because I mean, really it comes down to, are you putting the right lines out there? Are you putting the right pairings out there? And if you're not, you should know right away where you can change that.
And I don't think he will. And I've from listening to reporters, King's report, it didn't seem like they're happy with the rotations that he always did. I guess that's why he got the axe. But, and also when you lose, what they go 2-13, can't have it happen or whatever. Can't have that happen. But it's going to come down to the players. They got to start. Maybe this rest for Doughty and Kopitar is all they needed because they're up in age. Maybe
the defense. The defense has to figure it out right now. The defense has to figure it out. And actually, if you look at the standings right now, I'm just going to harp on this for a quick second. If you look at the standings right now, really, let's put it this way. Vancouver, it's over. Vancouver's running away with it. Vancouver should take it easily. Vegas is going to make a fight. They're going to be in a distant second. The Oilers, if you look at the difference between the Kings and the Oilers right now, it all comes down to overtime losses. The Oilers have one single overtime loss. The Kings have 10, the second most of any team in the entire league. They have the second most overtime losses. Even if we had won half of those, that's five extra points that we would have had, because you get 1 point for an overtime
losses.
If we had won five of those for the extra point, we'd actually be ahead of the Oilers right now. That's the only difference between us and the Oilers right now, the overtime losses.
So now we just need some puck luck, right?
We need some puck luck, dude. We need to step up the defense.
So look at our schedule. So we obviously, Saturday night's huge against Oilers. I mean, you got to win that game with the new coach.
If we had action at the urinal right now, I'd be hammering that game. I'm taking the Kings right now in the game. There's no line set yet. But I don't care what it is. We're going to be out of town. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll be out of town, but I am going to be hammering the Kings. We'll be watching that game.
And then we got Sabres, Devils, East Coast road trip. All winnable games though. All winnable
Devils,
games, yes.
Penguins, Sabres, all of them. Below five, not playoff teams. Those games are winnable.
Blue Jackets at home, got to win that. Predators got to win. Like Ducks at home, like, dude, we got to.
Yeah.
What we need to be above 500 in the February, right? We got no more slumps, dude. This isn't.
Have to be. I think it starts with the Oilers.
Starts with
the
Oilers. That's like
new head coach.
Honestly,
new coach, good recruiter.
It's a must-win game. I think.
I agree. Actually, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to jump the gun. I think it's a must-win game.
Sets the fucking bar going forward. If you lose that game, like, shit, we lose the Oilers again. Well, we're the same old fucking Kings.
Now they just expand the point lead on us.
So we win that game. Huge second half coming. We lose. Shit, we'll see.
What I don't like, though, is we just finished the Grammy road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the All-Star break. We haven't played. The whole entire league started back on Tuesday. Why are we not playing until Saturday? And we hit one home game, and then we hit the road again. I don't even understand.
Exactly. And Oilers play two games before they play us, right? So they're going to have not fresh legs, but they're at least will be in hockey rhythm. We've been sitting out. I don't like that.
Hopefully it helps us mentally. Hopefully our boys are looking at the Oilers. They're studying some tape. You know, I saw a video on Bleacher Report already. Our guys have been in the locker room or in the weight room during this break. They've all been working.
I like it, man. And then
they didn't go to Cancun.
Hopefully them practice pucks on net, dude. Pucks on net, dude.
I'll end on this on the Kings note.
Yeah.
I know it disappoints me that our only all-star was Talbot. That really disappoints me.
Trevor Moore got screwed, bro. And I think
Fiala,
it also
I think
how
got
we
screwed too.
Fiala too. Although it's all because of how we played leading up to it, right? It's
Talbot,
the only reason. Yeah.
I think he's played horrific. I think he's been part of the problem lately, and that's not him. I think he'll turn it around, and once he turns it around, I think the wheels on the train start moving, and I think we'll be back in it. We got to catch Edmonton. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Got to start scoring goals. Edmonton. That's what matters. Remember last year how many guys we had over, they all scored like 20 goals each, right?
Exactly. If we have to play Edmonton, if we make the playoffs and we have to play Edmonton in the first round again, I don't know what's gonna happen.
I don't know.
God damn, Connor McDavid.
Seriously, dude. All right, man. Let's get to the real thing. This is our Super Bowl podcast. So, I mean, let's get to the real thing. Paul, you want to tell the people where are we gonna be? Yeah, or you think
we get a drum roll?
You don't think this game's rigged, though? You don't think this?
I do not. Can we get a drum roll? We need a drum roll. We're taking the show. On the road, we will be in Vegas giving you all your Super Bowl information, all your Super Bowl the entire
props,
weekend.
Yeah, dude. Props, locks. We'll give those out.
We're going to give a shout out to our friends of the pod, our sponsors who got us hooked up, the MGM, the Bellagio. Thank you very much for the Bellagio.
Thank you
Christina
so much.
Dude. And Francis Tulfo, friends of the pod, longtime listeners. We were going to be in Vegas. We're going to be TJ McDonald, friend of the pod. He's going to be with us the whole entire time. So we're going to be in Vegas.
And if anyone will be Sunday, where are we going to be, dude? We're going to be at a...
I think we're at the watch party at TI. We'll be at the watch party at TI.
If any tattoo fans are in Vegas, man, come by. They will have some Modelos with them, right?
Hey, word on the street is, I don't know if it's officially, this is breaking news. I haven't even told you this yet. This is late breaking news. We are, I believe, we're very, very close to getting into the Sports Illustrated party Saturday night.
No way. With our credentials?
With little Chainsmokers, little Kygo.
Oh, man. All right.
We're working it. We're working angles. We're working it. We got people on the ground in Vegas working this for us right now.
You touch ground Friday, right?
I will be there Friday evening. I will have about a few dozen Modelos before you arrive Saturday morning.
I'll be here Saturday. All right. All right. So let's people join the contest. There's still time until kickoff. You got to follow us. But the main criteria, yes, right? First team to score, winning team, final score, Amazon gift card, $100.
Yes.
Paul, I mean, what's your prediction, man? I mean, we'll give out our first touchdown scores, props, and all that when we're in Vegas. But let's just give our Super Bowl pick, man.
I'm going right now.
Who's first team to score? Who do you got?
Chiefs. Chiefs, first team to score.
Yep.
To Rice. I'll call that right now. Rice. I'm going to bet that in Vegas, but a little teaser. I am betting Rice with the first touchdown of the game, first to score. I am going the Niners win the Super Bowl. Niners currently right now are still a 2-point favorite. I think this is a tie game. I think Shanahan plays this perfectly where they walk off with a field goal to cover the spread, to win by 3, final score 30-27.
30-27. Niners. I like it. I like it, man. Well, Chiefs been getting off to, do they score first? I think Chiefs score first as
pretty
well.
Pretty much shit.
I think Chiefs score probably Kelce or Rice. I like your Rice pick. We'll sprinkle on that. And dude, I got Niners, dude. It seems, dude, I was wrong on the Chiefs against the Ravens and the Bills. I thought Bills or Ravens.
I was wrong too.
But now I feel like too many people are saying Mahomes, how is he going to lose? Remember the games before? We're like, oh, dude, Chiefs are going to lose. Now it seems like too many people are saying you can't take against the Chiefs. Mahomes, they're back in it. But I think it's Niners, especially when they lost him 4 years ago. Dude, Shanahan, you got to win a fucking big game, please. You know what I mean? The only thing that worries me is that Purdy has a bad half. You can't have a bad half against Mahomes, so he needs to play. But you know what they're going to do? Just give McCaffrey the ball, dude.
I've been saying that.
Yeah, just give McCaffrey the ball.
McCaffrey has to touch the ball 30 times in this game. He has to touch the ball 30 times
in
this
game. And let Purdy just make a couple throws. Do not let him fuck up the game, dude. And then, so what I say, Niners win. I got Niners 27-24.
You know what? I actually was thinking that. I just changed mine literally on the fly right now to make it 30-27 because I just thought 27-24 was too low. I'm going 30-27.
And we can't win our own contest. So
yeah.
But
otherwise, I would have had UConn.
Yeah, exactly. But James, congrats to James for coming in second. But dude, what do you think? Are you saying Niners? You really believe in your heart? You think Niners? Or are we just?
I 100% believe in the Niners. I'm gonna. Is this the right time to throw out some stats here?
Yeah, give me some stats.
Because I'm just gonna lay down some trends here. Here's the thing that I love about the Niners in this game. Because here's the thing. Everybody knows this opened at what? 1.5. Niners were a 1.5-point favorite when this opened.
Everyone jumped on the Chiefs, right?
But they're not hammering it. The public's on 70. Last I saw, 71% of the public was on the Chiefs. Okay. Not hammering. But still, the public is on the Chiefs. Why is this going to 2? Why is it at 2 right now? Why did it not go to 1? That is my big question. I'm going to drop some stats right here. Chiefs are 19-1 in the last 5 years when the moon is in a waxing crescent. Guess where the moon is on Super Bowl Sunday? In a waxing crescent. People, hammer the Chiefs. Please take the Chiefs. Next stat. Let's see this. Team with the better record in the Super Bowl is 1-15. The Niners have the better record entering the Super Bowl. The team with the better record 1-15? Is 1-15 since 2003. People, hammer the Chiefs. Please, bet on the Chiefs. Bet on the Chiefs. Hammer the Chiefs. Go ahead.
And then are you going to talk about the Mecole Hardman thing?
I'm going to go the opposite way now because I gave you two of those.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the opposite. 15 of the last 18 Super Bowl winners wore white jerseys. Niners are wearing white jerseys. Love it. Love those white jerseys.
Nice. So they get all stats towards the Chiefs. So yeah, like you said,
this might be the craziest one. Ready for the craziest one?
Yeah.
The Niners, prior to right now, so prior to this year, have won 7 NFC titles, correct?
Mm-hmm.
After those 7 in the Super Bowl, they are 5-2. They've lost 2 Super Bowls. They've won 5 of those 7. The 5 winning Super Bowl games that they have won, they beat a team whose color scheme was in blue. Who'd they just beat right now in the NFC Championship game?
Fucking Lions.
The Lions with a blue scheme.
Dude, I love how you dig it in. This is what the people need, man. Dude,
I'm digging deep here.
I like it, dude.
End of the story. I'll be honest. I have a future bet already placed on the Niners.
You've been saying Niners all year. You said Niners.
I did. Yeah. I started the season. I said Niners Bills was our Super Bowl.
When we switched. Is that the second time or you had them before?
That was the first time. First time, Niners Bills. Yeah. After we did a redo half with this season, I said Niners Ravens. I have a future bet on the Niners. I'll be very candid and open about this. I have a future bet on the Niners. I took it after they lost those 3 straight games earlier in the season. I have it at plus 450. Niners win. Niners cover 2. I think this.
And you're laughing to the cashier window. If the Niners win, you're
laughing. And TJ is going to be holding the camera while we're cashing these bets.
And then I got 3 things. I mean, I know we'll give out props later, but 6 of the last 7 Super Bowls, there's a player that has scored twice. So one player scored twice. I know it's pretty juice right now. It's like minus 160, but there's been a player that scored twice in 6 of the last 7. So sprinkle.
Who are you liking? Are you saying any player?
Or just score twice. Any player to score twice. It's like minus 150 right now, but that's 6 of the last 7. So
I'll take McCaffrey right now to score twice.
I mean, yeah, to score twice. And then tight end is never. I know people like to sprinkle like, MVP long shots. It usually comes out of the quarterbacks or running backs, but tight end has never won the MVP. So don't throw any money on a tight end winning MVP.
All right.
But Kelsey and Kittle, I wouldn't be surprised. And then 4 years ago, Juszczyk scored in the Super Bowl, and he's 10-1 right now to score anytime touchdown. Sprinkle on that. Maybe he'll score again in the Super Bowl. Juszczyk, fullback. Those all 3.
Right. With all a right, J.
Those 3. Yeah, with a J. Silent. Yeah. 10-1. Right?
Hey.
He scored last time.
Double digits to 1, I love. I wake up for that shit.
At the goal line, they're going to all be on McCaffrey. Maybe dish out to Juszczyk.
I don't like it. I love it.
But yeah, Sunday we'll give you even more props. But those are just some, I like all 3. Those are some good ones.
Are we going to survive this weekend?
Oh, man. We got Saturday night. We got to take it. Oh, but you just said change. We got to take it easy Saturday. Sunday's going to be a long day.
It's going to be a long day. Oh, God. Are we going to survive this?
Those IVs, remember? Those IV things.
Oh, I'm bringing a dozen of them. TJ, you better be bringing your own because you ain't sharing.
We got to pace ourselves, all right? No Binion's craps table until 4 a.m.
That was the phenomenal night. That was a phenomenal night. I'm just going to share that story again when I hit that fucking... I lost on the 3 card, but I hit the 5 card dealer with the straight flush. I think it paid like 300 and something to 1. And I didn't even know I won. Didn't even know I won. Wasn't even paying attention. I was so gone.
And then we went to the craps table. I think half of it was gone.
This little 60-year-old lady, Asian lady next to me just...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. She said
telling me that I hit it. I wasn't even paying attention. But here's the thing. Follow us this weekend. I think the content is going to be off the rails. I'm just going to say that right now.
And like I said, if you're out there, dude, come party with the boys. Right? Sheffield, you should stay out there a weekend, man. We'll be out there. Don't
Sheffield,
don't
go home Thursday. Come on. You can crash in our room. We got space.
Exactly.
And we have a second room starting Sunday. Just crash in our room.
Dude, ready, man. Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby.
You think we'll be there by midnight?
We'll be up by 500 by midnight. All right, man.
I'm so glad you got that.
All right. Later, bro.